We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. OG&E. We energize life. Pepsi, your official soft drink partner of Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball. Pepsi, that's what I like. Bank of Oklahoma, long live your money. And by Tiger Drug, proudly serving Stillwater and surrounding communities for over 100 years. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone, and hope you're having a great week. And welcome to another edition of the Coach Boynton Radio Show. And Cowboys coming off a fantastic win on Monday over Texas Tech in Gallagher-Iba Arena. And now a very busy stretch to end the regular season because two games have been rescheduled for next week. So here's what it looks like. Road game at Oklahoma Saturday, home for Bedlam against Oklahoma Monday, and then road games to finish out the regular season at Baylor and at West Virginia. So it's going to be a challenging stretch indeed for Oklahoma State here down the stretch to end the regular season. The two games rescheduled, obviously, were Baylor and West Virginia. And so four games in 8 days to end the regular season and then the Big 12 Conference Tournament after that. So a lot of action to come for the Cowboys. A very busy time indeed. We'll catch up with Coach Boynton in a moment and start that conversation after these messages. It's the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
I'm so glad the farmer's market is back. Which stand do you want to hit up first?
Pickle stand. Oh, but they don't take debit cards.
Oh, man.
It's fine. Bank of Oklahoma has ATMs on pretty much every block. So anyway, we'll def get some pickles and see an ATM.
Yep, more than 450 free ATMs statewide. Number 3 on the 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm-fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is... who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwab Dog's on me!
Hello, does this mean I win?
No!
You drive by Legacy Village, Stillwater's premier retirement community, and think, that would be a nice place to call home. We all do. It's beautiful, luxurious, and you deserve it. This is the time to let someone else take over the worry. You just enjoy life. You will be happy knowing you are safe and get the help you need. Legacy Village of Stillwater offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call or visit today, 405-246-0888. This is your legacy, Legacy Village.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 31 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond, contact ptcentral.org today. Physical Therapy Central, proud partner of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Back-to-back bedlams coming up. Only fitting, I guess, in the bizarre year that is 2021, as was 2020, that we would have back-to-back bedlams to end the regular season. More like a baseball series, except it comes at the end of the regular season at basketball, so that's what's forthcoming. Monday, though, the Cowboys posted a win over Texas Tech in Gallagher-Iba Arena, and Coach, you stop and think about that game, and you're down by 11. You've got Cade Cunningham with four fouls. It's one of those things where it just seems like the tidal wave is starting of things going against you. But it didn't stop you.
No.
What did that tell you about your team?
Well, I got a group of fighters. They're young. They're fearless. And they love the opportunity to go out there and prove that this just isn't the Cade Cunningham show. Not anything against him. He's a great player, and I wish I would have the opportunity to coach him another year. But the reality is we got some other guys who got some pretty strong chips on their shoulders and go out there and believe in themselves and trust our staff and what we're doing. And we've been down before and had to fight back. And, you know, Monday was a great example of guys just digging down and finding a little bit more to give to each other so we can find success as a group. Getting down there, it obviously wasn't an ideal situation, but the preparation allowed those guys not to flinch, not to be worried about whether they could get it done. And in those timeouts right there in the early part of the second half, there was, let's just get two stops in a row. Let's get three stops in a row. All right, let's make sure we execute offensively this next possession and get us a great shot. And we finally got some momentum, largely part to a guy who hadn't played much in the last month or so. And Keelan Boone, who, you know, made a huge three to kind of break the lid on the offensive end in the second half and got a couple big-time rebounds, blocked the shot. And Avery Anderson was sensational throughout the night. And so, again, shows, you know, those are two sophomores, guys that we expect to be here for a while. That, you know, Cade's really, really good and certainly going to help us have more success as we end this season. But there's a lot to be excited about Cowboy basketball and the future of it right now.
Keelan Boone had not played in three of the previous five games, and he started early in the year, and his role has changed as the season has progressed. I don't know if you can ever see that coming, but you obviously were in a situation where you needed someone to come in and contribute, and you obviously had some feeling he could be of help. So what led to the events of Monday night? Something obviously did that happened before Monday night.
you know, just consistent practice, you know. And it's hard this time of year to throw a guy in there who hasn't played. But you got to trust your instincts as a coach sometimes. And what I watched over the last week leading up to the Tech game was Keelan had a different kind of focus, the way he was practicing. And in fact, there were three or four of those days in the last week leading up to that game where he was the best player on the court. And everybody knew it. And he was getting things done that he hadn't done in a while in terms of getting to the offensive glass, running hard and crisp offensively, getting out in transition, making shots, and then having some pride on the defensive end. And so I was really, really excited. I wanted to give him the opportunity because I did see him in practice playing well. But, again, you don't know how the game's going to go. And the circumstances presented an opportunity for him, and I'm certainly glad that he was prepared to take advantage of it because our team really needed it. And I hope it's a confident boost for him, but also a message to the other guys who, you know, you never know when you might get into that situation where you're not playing. But you got to stay positive and you got to continue to work hard because, again, you never know from game to game what the team will need from you. And it's incumbent upon you to be ready to do whatever is necessary to help the team have success.
The reality is, of course, is Keelan has not been a great three-point shooter this season. I think he's around 20% prior to the game Monday. So when he makes a shot like that, that's a big shot. How much can that in and of itself all of a sudden turn the tide?
Oh, I mean, it could be huge if handled the right way. You know, it's one thing to handle adversity, which I'm certainly proud of our guys for being able to do as often as they have to and trying to fight through the season. It's a whole different thing entirely to deal with prosperity. And I'm sure he's got a lot of pats on his back in the last few days, and deservedly so. But if he doesn't practice the way he practiced leading up to it, he probably won't be prepared as well and the next time he has an opportunity. And so I've encouraged him to feel good about what he did, but realize why it happened and to stay focused on that part of the process. And not just think that because it happened once, it's automatic now. It's about taking care of business every day, coming to practice with an understanding of we're working to get better, taking our scouting report seriously, having an unbelievable amount of pride in doing your job for your team. And I've got confidence that because he's been at a dark place already in the season in terms of not playing, that he wants more opportunities to go out there and be a contributor on the court.
And the reality is he gives you an incredibly lengthy presence at guard when you can play him.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, I think in the post game, brought to my attention at one point we had, I believe, Ice, Cade, Keelan, M.A., and Caleb in there, and about as big as we can get, say Bernie, and really got a chance to be disruptive. We can defend the three-point line without having to extend the floor and really pressure because we've got length at every spot on the court at that moment. And we were able to play that unit and protect Kay, who was in foul trouble from picking up a cheap one, trying to chase somebody off a screen or something. So Keelan certainly brings us a different dynamic than even, say, you know, Farron or Bryce at times, or even Avery, who's obviously really, really dynamic. But with that bigger lineup, it gives us a chance to really give the other team some different things to think about.
You know, at one time in the game, I think Avery Anderson and Bryce Williams were combined, I want to say, 1 of 12, 1 of 13 from the field. And, you know, where John and I are talking, thinking, okay, somebody, one of the, you know, guys beyond Cade Cunningham at some point probably will need to make a contribution. And it was like, boom, Avery Anderson took off. And you know, and he had a big game against Ekin Lubbock. That was his career high.
Sure.
But what about the maturation process allows a guy to get off to such a bumpy start? And then all of a sudden, I mean, and I'm not saying he flipped a switch, but just all of a sudden, he starts making play after play after play. People assume that that's easy to do. I don't know that it is.
No, it's not easy unless you prepare the right way. Again, it's all about preparation in our minds, and we talk about in practice. You're only your best way to be effective, right, is to stay focused on the next play. This is an unforgiving game. You know, and there's going to be times if you're a shooter that you're going to miss 5 or 6 shots in a row. And do you really believe that you can shoot? Because if you do, then you might take 5 more good shots and you might make 4 of those. And now you're looking at a decent percentage. And so it's not being so emotionally tied to the outcomes as it is the process. And if you're totally focused on the process, then the outcomes ultimately will even themselves out. The law averages, right? A team starts the game, they're shooting 7 for 7 from three. They're probably not going to shoot 80% from three for the game. All right, so you got to trust what you're doing, what you believe in. And, you know, Avery's a great example of that. He doesn't get tied up in the last play, the last game. He just focuses on what he has to do consistently to contribute to his team having success. And, you know, Thomas Azaga was a great example of that. I remember vividly watching him miss 4 or 5 shots. The Texas game his junior year is a great example. I think he started the game 0-for-5 and had like 2 of the 5 misses were air balls. Well, he ends the game with 7 made threes. We got some courage to take enough shots to make 7 threes after starting 0-for-5 with 2 air balls. But it goes back to believing in the work that you put in and not getting discouraged by a few bad outcomes. Excuse me.
You know, it's interesting. One thing that seems to be evolving is your ability to win games in different ways. You know, and very simplistically, you know, you look at the game against Texas Tech, you made 2 3-point baskets in 12 attempts. And there were some opportunities to get out and run, but there weren't necessarily a lot of opportunities. And if you look at the previous 3 games, about 40% of your 3-point shots had been threes. You'd averaged 8 threes per game, so you'd taken more threes and made more threes. And you're not making threes at an enormously high rate. But nonetheless, in far more ways than that, that game, the way you won that game was different than a lot of your other wins. And it seems like here in February, we're starting to see that. These games are taking on different personalities, but you're finding ways to win them.
Yes, we are. And it's a credit to the kids for being able to make in-game adjustments, for being able to believe that we don't have to rely on one guy or one offensive set. Although, obviously, we play Kate a lot. We put him in a lot of ball screens. But we make the other team have to adjust by where we put him, where we start him. And our guys have really bought into that. And we don't have to be married to 40 minutes of one thing. Our job for the game is to try to win. And you win by trying to figure out what's going to give you the best chance on that particular night to get the job done. The other day, it was trying to deny Mac McClung a little bit more. It's probably the second most impressive thing about Avery Anderson's performance is that he also did it while guarding the other team's best player for about 35 minutes of that game. And really, really proud of him, but also the whole team for just being able to adjust to what it takes to win night in and night out.
You know, and it's interesting. It looked like early in the game, Texas Tech's plan was to attack inside, go at your big guys, and to some extent, offensively, kind of go at Cade Cunningham, and Cade got into foul trouble. But it looked like as time went along, you were able to sort of adjust to that, and you saw what was going on, and everybody was able to adjust because it looked like it kind of had an old Bob Knight feel to it, where we got a couple of guys and we're going to go after them, and once things got settled in, you were able to sort of take care of that. And of course, the job on Mac McClung played a huge role in that.
There's no question. And, they had their game plan. They have a great identity. And you're right, they tried to go at us inside. They got a couple baskets with Santos Silva to start the game. But Mac McClung is certainly their guy.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, their adjustment to trying to play to us worked in our favor because he didn't get off to a great start. And then he started to press. And you could feel he was trying to get shots off late in that game because he – and I'm sure in a way he thinks that that's the best way for them to win. But I think in many ways it had an adverse effect because some of those other guys started standing around watching him try to figure out how to get shots against 2 guys late in the game. And I was wishing we could have finished it off in regulation, but it had a funky shot. We forced him to miss the shot so bad that it bounced way out. We had 2 guys chasing it, which you want your guys to chase down loose balls, but they kind of come up with it. And next thing you know, there's a guy standing right by the rim wide open. And he makes the layup to tie the game. So it was a great win for us. A lot of things we can learn from, but I'm fortunate that our guys just fought the way they did to get the job done.
Yeah, certainly. You know, it's interesting what you say about McClung. He took 4 shots, as in the first half, and didn't even have technically a field goal attempt until almost 7 minutes into the game. So, he scores 4 points in the first half. In the second half, he obviously fares better. But it was an interesting dynamic, and I remember even us calling the game, watching it, thinking, you know, his involvement in this is limited, which has not been the case. And of course, there's always that balance with Texas Tech, and you know, how much is too much involvement for Mac McClung or any star player for that matter. But it was, it took on a little different look than a lot of their games, and I think your point was interesting about how that may have impacted them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, he's a guy who's used to having the ball in his hands and being able to, you know, move around freely and get shots. And we just wanted to crowd a space. And again, Avery Anderson was the leader, but Bryce Williams guarded him. Rondell Walker guarded him. Ice guarded him a little bit. Kay got caught on him a couple times. And so we just wanted to give him different looks. Our length, I think, maybe kind of kept him off balance. Our zone certainly kept him out of rhythm. And it was a well-executed game plan. And so I'm really, really proud of the kids for being focused enough and having enough grit and determination to fight through a lot of unfortunate circumstances. Cade's foul trouble, getting down late, you know, having to play Keelan, even though he was ready, but in a situation where, you know, we kind of needed him to step up when he hadn't played. And so everybody stepped up to the challenge that was presented to him. And then Cade came back in. He played a lot of the end of that game with four fouls. And so our staff gets some credit for making the adjustments necessary to try to keep him on the court.
Caleb Boone ended up with 18 points and 7 rebounds. In fact, he had 8 points in the first 9.5 minutes of the game. And he is doing, he's obviously, if you've said, made tremendous improvement. How much does he benefit, though, from some of the extra attention that Cade Cunningham is receiving and Cade's ability to manage that extra attention?
Greatly. And obviously, Cade's, you know, is able to find him when we put him in pick-and-roll situations at the rim for lobs. He's probably going to come close to setting a record for dunks if he continues the way he has been here lately. But, you know, a lot of it is because of the attention Cade's getting. When we put him in pick-and-rolls, teams want to keep him from creating matchup problems with their big guys. So they try to sometimes soft double-team him or fully rotate and keep two guys on him the whole time, which opens up opportunities for other guys. And it's one of the things you get with a great player like him is you free up some of the other guys for having easier opportunities because so much attention is paid to him. But those kids still have to be ready to deliver. And Avery Anderson and Caleb Boone, most notably, have been great beneficiaries of some of the attention that Cade's received.
Take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
So who's with me? Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Meat, bun, Schwab Dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
My name's Tony Tornado. I write and star in my own shows and movies. My crew knows that I dream of Hollywood. They also know that I love Mountain Dew. But there's so much more they don't know. Sometimes at night, I look up at the stars and think, I know why Mountain Dew is so crucial to my existence, but does anybody else? See, Dew's the green gold circulating through my veins. It makes Tony Tornado believe that he can do anything. So now you know my secret. But there's so much more you don't know.
Do the Dew.
Paying fees for your bank account? How about a checking account that pays you? Yeah, you get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. In fact, CFCU paid its members more than $240,000 last year alone, and this year will be even more. Are you in or what? Pay Me Checking, the free account that pays you, only from Communication Federal Credit Union. Apply online at comfedcu.org. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Chickasaw is a proud supporter of the Stillwater community and OSU Athletics. Our services include residential and business phone service, high-speed DSL, as well as enterprise business and connectivity solutions. There's no cost to switch from your current provider, and we don't require a contract. Chickasaw Telecommunication, your hometown provider for over 20 years, is ready to serve all your telecommunication needs.
It's the Coach Point Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us on this Thursday as we get ready for the strange end to the regular season. And the strangeness begins this weekend. Oklahoma on Saturday, Coach, and then the Sooners come back to Stillwater for a makeup game on Monday. So 2 and 3 days against the Sooners.
Yeah, and, you know, why not? In this strange season, let's add some more weirdness to it. Let's go play a NBA-style home-and-home. Sometimes I've seen the Knicks and Nets do this, right? They play at the Garden and then go play at the Barclays a day later or 2 days later. And sometimes you see it in softball or baseball or even soccer occasionally. But very rarely in college basketball do you play the same team in back-to-back games like it's a series. But that's what we've got. Obviously, our game earlier this year that was supposed to be in Gallagher had to be postponed. But the rescheduling is what it is. And the first game we play against them will be in Norman on Saturday. And I'm sure our guys will be excited and prepare for the opportunity to play against a really, really good team, well-coached, disciplined, a team that kind of really ascended the rankings here in February and kind of got all the way up into the top 10. That played well as anybody was playing, you know, except for Baylor in our league. You know, it'll be a big challenge for us.
Why do you think they have been better than a lot of people would have expected?
Yeah, I think one of the unique things about them is, you know, so they don't have any, like, you know, super standout All-American NBA-level talented guys, right? They got really, really, really good players. They have a tremendous coach. But I think the most important part is the pieces fit. The parts go well together, and that's one of the most undervalued things. And when you're looking at rosters, is, you know, sometimes people look at, if you got three great big men, yeah, but where can you play them? They can't play together. If you got you know bad defenders or whatever it is, because they can shoot the basketball, you can't keep them on the floor because you got to play both ends of the court. Their pieces fit. Austin Reeves is, you know, all league, first team type guy. He gets to the free throw line at an inordinate rate, the best in our league when he gets there. They don't turn the ball over, excuse me. And then they've got some really, really tough defensive players in Elijah Harkless and Alondis Williams. And, you know, they got a rim protector in Quath. And this game will mean a lot to, I'm sure, Brady Manick, who's really kicked our butts in Norman in his career, playing his senior day in his last home Bedlam matchup. So we'll have our hands full.
Is that maybe Lon Kruger's hidden trait that a lot of people don't see, how he puts together a team that fits well together? Because people a lot of times will maybe take them a bit for granted, then they turn out to be a lot better than people think. Is that maybe the veteran coach's hidden skill set that those that aren't really close to basketball don't see?
No question. I think it's probably his greatest strength. One of his greatest strengths is just finding a way to figure out how his talent would work together. And it's a task that all of us coaches have, because we obviously want the most talent we can get, but it has to work together. And obviously, you know, he's had some teams where it didn't look as fluid and the pieces didn't go as well together, and you saw the result. But for the most part, he gets his team to play extremely hard defensively. They very rarely, you know, foul, and so teams don't shoot free throws at a high rate against them, and they do a tremendous job of taking care of the basketball. And one of the things he does best in terms of in-game is finding matchups that he can he can exploit in terms of isolation situations where he can then force help. So he's as good as anybody in the country at this game, and he's been doing it a long time. He's got, I think, four or five teams to the NCAA tournament, and this team is certainly another one that'll get there for him.
It's interesting. He has an NBA background. Sometimes people forget that. They remember his time at Kansas State, and they remember his time at Illinois, and they remember his time at Florida. But he was an NBA coach for a while, and it's interesting what you were talking about, exploiting matchups. And then you think about late-game situations, out-of-bounds plays on the sideline or underneath. It would seem to me, and just what I've observed over the years, that's where those guys with NBA backgrounds can really work their magic, so to speak. Obviously, the matchup piece, which you mentioned, but late-game situations, as the opposing coach, I'm sure you really have to be on your toes.
Yep, he is very good in game, and you know, he's one of those guys that prepares well, and he gets his team out there to go play very confidently. And so there's no doubt that they'll be ready. They'll have a great game plan, and they'll come, you know, I'm sure, out on Saturday playing in senior night. They got, I think, three seniors. Alondis Williams is one. Brady Manick, I know Quath already talked about not returning, even for the extra year that's available to him. And so, like I said, it'll be a tall task because he's as good as anybody in game of finding matchups, of running good out-of-bounds plays, ATOs, things of that sort. And then they've been, you know, really, really solid defensively. They're a team that's, you know, again, playing as well as anybody in our league up until their last game against K-State on the road. And when I know that, you know, everybody will be excited about the opportunity to see where these two teams will match up. And, you know, we'll have our guys prepared and excited to play because – you know, this game is bigger. It means more. It means more to our fans. It means more to our former players. It means more to our administrators. And therefore, it means more to me and my staff and the guys on the team to make sure we go out there and try to be the best team from the state of Oklahoma in college basketball.
What did you see in that Kansas State game that got your attention? That was a surprising outcome.
It was, and I watched the whole thing. I think both teams were just kind of out of rhythm. K-State, and we talked about them. I knew. They weren't going to finish winless. They were getting better. And, you know, they play a very, very unique style for our league. They're extremely physical. They low possessions. And I think that they made the better adjustments in that game in terms of taking the things away that would give them problems. And Oklahoma did not shoot the ball well. They turned it over a little bit more. And part of it is, you know, K-State was plugging gaps and taking away those isolation drives as much as possible. And then, you know, K-State had a senior step up and play really well for him. And Mike McGurl, who made some huge shots down the stretch and got him a big win.
So now you've had a chance to observe Bedlam for a while, but let's kind of go back to when you came here, even with Brad Underwood. You know, as you observe this Bedlam series, not just from a basketball standpoint, but just being a part of the athletic department staff as a whole, I mean, what thoughts ran through your mind as you were experiencing this for the first time and sort of getting baptized into it?
Wow. The passion of the people and the commitment to, you know, really not liking each other. I mean, it goes beyond, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, the court, and it's personal. And I'm sure there's some tense moments in some homes with some divided families. But I have a great appreciation for, you know, just the competitiveness of the teams. There's always great games in this rivalry, no matter the circumstance. I remember even my second year as head coach, and we had some unfortunate timing of losing some guys, and you know, we got a big lead against them here. I think we're up close to 20 in the first half.
Yes.
Kind of ran out of gas and lost it late, and but even they had much more talent than we did that year, and we gave them a great matchup. I remember the two games that we played them my first year, the one here in Stillwater, where, again, you know, we make a three to tie the game to send it in overtime. And, you know, the Mitchell Solomon layout leading to the Tavares Shine dunk. The game we played them in the conference tournament may have been the most lopsided one on our side in my time here. And then last year, two good matchups against them and playing a great game. I remember Cam McGriff losing his mind and making a bunch of threes to give us a comfortable win against them here at home. So, you know, you those games stick in your mind a little bit more than some of the others just because the intensity of the matchup, the going into, during, and after, the emotional investment of everyone involved, both athletic directors, both athletic departments, all the fans across the state. You know, and, you know, we've got there's a lot of great basketball fans in our state. But there's some people who are fans of just the rivalry, right?
And so sure.
They won't tune into all the games. They're not going to necessarily watch us play at Iowa State. They're not going. They probably didn't watch the game of OU in Manhattan the other day. Everybody will be tuned in on Saturday at 2 o'clock on ABC.
Oh, they absolutely will. You know, you played obviously at South Carolina. Clemson is the other school in that state. Now you're not in the same conference. But how is that rivalry different than this one?
You know, I think because it's such pride and like these are the two schools, right? And South Carolina, you got the College of Charleston, you got Coastal Carolina, you got Wofford, you got Furman, you got South Carolina State. There's so many other schools where
Winthrop,
people.
Winthrop, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many other schools who have good programs. And this is nothing against ORU or Tulsa, just the relevance. Everyone picks a side here. It's one or the other. There is no, you know, even the people who are Tulsa or ORU fans pick a side in this one, right? Whether they went to the school or not, they either love or hate one school or the other, and they'll go to bat every day of the week for it. And I think that creates even more intensity because, again, like I said, people who don't normally find themselves engaged in this type of stuff engaged this weekend. And we're going to have two of these games in, you know, 50 hours. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be great for our fans. It's going to be great for both teams. It's going to be great for college basketball. And I think it'll be great for, you know, youth sports in our state because I think we'll have, you know, 3 days of people locked in. There'll be kids excited about maybe one day being a part of this thing, and you know it could go a long way to continue to elevate the level of play in our state from a grassroots level as well.
I think it's hard to explain to people outside of this part of the country the level of passion people have for college sports, period. And then you throw this rivalry into the mix, and it really escalates.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, it doesn't stop with this game, wrestling. And again, I'm just continuing to get myself more infiltrated into this deal and understanding the depth of the rivalry and how much people hang on to the moments in these games. You know, I have people come up to me and tell me, hey, man, I was here for the game where, you know, Kelvin Sampson got kicked out or Norm Stewart went off and got a you know, whoever it was, you know, coaching at these schools and, you know, Coach Sutton, you know, declaring that this is the biggest game of the year. Don't think about anything else. And if you're not cheering for the Cowboys, then, you know, you're the enemy today and making it personal. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that passion. I told our guys, because of that, we're connected to this. These are our people. We're part of them. We're not playing just for us. The guys on the uniforms, there's a lot of people wearing Oklahoma State uniforms that day. They may not be on the court, but we're playing for all of them. And, you know, Oklahoma State on Saturday, and we're playing the biggest game of the year in Norman.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me 2 bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Cowboy fans. Dave Hunziker here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're at Stillwater or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma State Athletics.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Doug loves his versatile new Toyota RAV4. It lets him do all the things he loves to do. But what does Bo, Doug's dog, think about it? We hired a dog whisperer to find out.
Okay, let's start. He says he loves the new ride.
Really?
Especially the panoramic moonroof and hands-free liftgate.
That's, very specific.
He wants to take the RAV4 camping. He finds the lack of squirrels to chase at home unacceptable.
Okay.
He asks why you didn't take him bungee jumping last weekend.
Because he's, you know, a dog?
Just because he sleeps in a crate, don't put him in a box. He wants to bungee jump.
Seriously?
He'll forgive you for a cookie. Sorry, Bo. Two cookies.
Oh, come on.
The new RAV4, man and dog's new best friend.
Get $1,000 customer cash, or qualified lessees can lease a new 2021 RAV4 LE for only $249 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Visit buyatoyota.com for details. Offers available in select states and 3/1/21.
We continue on the Coach Mike Boynton radio show on this Thursday. We're happy to have you along. And, you know, we've talked about, obviously, the Bedlam games on Saturday and Monday. But, you know, now you've got the other two games that have been rescheduled as well. You'll have road games at Baylor and West Virginia next Thursday and Saturday. And so you'll have 4 and 8 days to end the regular season. I guess first, kind of your thoughts on managing that.
Try not to think about it too much, to be perfectly honest.
Don't blame you.
Obviously, really, really focus on, you know, the next game in front of us, which is, you know, like I said, the biggest game of the year. Not even close. Most important game for a lot of reasons that we'll play. But the reality is those games are waiting in the wings, and we'll have to manage our players from a health and rest standpoint as we try to finish the season strong. You know, one thing we've taken a lot of pride in here, certainly since I've been the head coach, is finishing strong and trying to be playing our best basketball at the very end of the season, no matter what the circumstances. You know, whether it be the first year when we thought we were, you know, in the tournament with a sweep over Kansas to, you know, head into the conference tournament and win a game over a team that we were basically tied in the league standings with. And, you know, I guess it would have took a 3-game sweep over Kansas that year to get in, which is unfathomable.
Yes.
But nonetheless, you know, even the following year, we didn't have a great season, but we finished well. We won at Baylor. I remember that. I remember coming home and beating West Virginia on senior day. We lost a tough game on a buzzer beater in a conference tournament. And then last year, obviously, went in, you know, 8 of our last 11, including a conference tournament game. And this year, we hope to be no different. We want to finish strong. But we do want to keep in mind that, you know, this is an unusual circumstance. We normally wouldn't be playing 4 games in 8 days with 3 of them on the road, 2 of them, you know, pretty far apart. You know, not sure there's much different, you know, longer travel in our league, maybe from Austin or from Lubbock to West Virginia. But going from Waco to West Virginia basically on a 2-game road swing that you won't come back for will be a great challenge for us. But our guys will be excited and ready for the opportunity to go compete against the best competition in the country, which is the Big 12. And so we're excited. We know it'll be a challenge, but our guys have responded to challenges all year, and I don't think this will be any different.
You know, we've mentioned this previously, and you were referencing your success at the end of the year. You know, 11-4 now, your record in 4 years as head coach in the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Only Kansas has fared better. And again, you know, people would, you know, are going to assume, well, it must be Baylor that does really well at the end of the year, or in the recent years, Texas Tech or West Virginia, or lots of other teams you might anticipate would be breathing down the neck of the Jayhawks as far as success at the end of the regular season is concerned. But you're the team that has finished well, which obviously, and I know you probably won't get too much into this, but that probably says a lot about just your culture, your program.
Yeah, I think a lot of it does have to do with what we preach every day, you know, who we are, what we're about. The fact that from the very beginning of the season, we talk about one of our biggest goals is get better every day. Get better. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't look too far ahead. But can we get better today? Because if that's the approach, then we'll be better today than we were yesterday. Well, that'll be part of the goal. This week will be better than last week, and it'll continue. And that goes all the way through the end of the season. We continue to lift weights. Not that we want to get bigger and stronger necessarily, but we don't want to lose that edge. We know a lot of teams start backing off, and they don't work as hard because the focus is just on getting through and maintaining. No, we want to keep improving. We want every kid on our team to be playing better individually. We want our team collectively to be playing better basketball as we finish the year than we did when we started. And that's an approach I think that has resonated with our guys. You can see it in individuals' performances. You know, guys get better as the year goes along. You know, Avery Anderson has improved as the season's gone along. Cade Cunningham, even. His three-point shooting has been much better here late in the season than it was earlier. Caleb Boone has improved, and so that's led to the improvement of our team, and that's the approach we take every year. It's a big part of our philosophy as a staff, and it's a philosophy that the kids believe in and have executed very well the last 3 years.
You know, and it's interesting with this particular situation, because you're talking about maintaining your strength and obviously your conditioning. Mm-hmm. Normally, you know when games are going to be played. So you set up. It's not like you wake up on Monday morning and decide, okay, this is going to be the practice schedule for the next 3 days. This is laid out well in advance, going all the way back to October. So now you get this knuckleball just a couple of days ago where you find out next week you're going to play 3 games in a week to end the regular season. You talked about maintaining strength. What decisions have you made, not just now, but dating all the way maybe even back to Christmas, about how to manage the team that will maybe help you get through the unexpected circumstance of games next Thursday and Saturday that you didn't anticipate playing?
Well, I mean, part of it is just personnel-wise. You know, what do individual guys need to get better? How does that process look? What does it actually look like? And does that mean we need to do yoga when we play Saturday, Monday, begin a season, look at the schedule. Okay, is there a way to squeeze in a yoga session on a Wednesday after taking Tuesday off? Is there a need to take Tuesday and Wednesday off? Again, this is way back when you get the schedule and you know, I guess this year it wasn't until November, but
usually
you get it in, you know, August, and you look at the totality of what you're going to go through. And, you know, what times of the year do we need to be grinding on them and have more physical practices? What times a year do we need to be coming in and just doing more mental reps and walking through things and going through shooting practice? And some of it you adjust as you go through because your team tells you that's what's necessary, not verbally, but by watching them because you know them so well. And so those are things that you take into account all the way back, and we try to put a calendar in front of them and help them understand what the expectations will be so that they feel comfortable that we're giving them the best chance to have team success, which leads to individual opportunities, accolades, and awards at the end of the year.
You know, and one thing it looks like you have done, and this has been pretty consistent with you over the years, but it looks like this year, perhaps even more so, you've kept the practice sessions short and crisp. You seem to be getting a lot done and not much time as far as, you know, watch time is concerned.
Yeah, we've this group, what I've learned about them is they do love to play, you know, but they're young and their attention span to small things, you know, you got to adjust to it. And so we just try to pick out one or two things each day that we really want to emphasize, and we work on those things. And beyond that, we try to make sure that we get them up and down a lot so we can watch film and so they can see the whole. You know, with a more veteran group, like my first year, this time of year, I would do a lot of breakdowns because they didn't need to see the whole picture to understand.
Right.
Right? I could take Jeff Carroll and Kendall Smith and Mitchell Solomon and say, hey, listen, guys, I need you guys to do the first 2 reps and then I need you to go sit down so that Brandon Averett and Thomas Izagwe and Cam McGriff can continue to see these reps. Oh, we're going to just break down the three-on-three part of this. And they understood that there will be, when the game comes, four other guys on the court.
Right.
And have an idea of where they're going to be. With this group, not necessarily so. We need to have five guys on the court as much as possible on both sides so that they can understand what it looks like in its whole. And then maybe as we go further along in their careers, we can go to more of the breakdown method. But those are things you got to calculate as a coach to figure out what's the best way to give your chance to give your team a chance to have success, and thus you'll learn how to win.
I think that attention span thing is correlated to some extent or married to some extent to the Zoom world they've lived in. And I'll share a personal example, this some last thoughts before we go to break. I'll be curious to see what you think. But at the urging of my daughters, one who's a junior at Florida State and another one who's graduated from OSU and now in graduate school for occupational therapy, when I put together my lectures for my class in the fall, they said, "Dad, whatever you do, don't go more than 25 minutes. Break it into three 25-minute lectures, because at 25 minutes, we're done."
Yeah.
It's just, that's just, and my students gave me feedback and said, "Dave, we're really happy you did that." You know, what, I said, so that's what they said is true. If it goes past 25 minutes, they're tuned out. They said, yes, just being honest.
No question.
And I think that's the world they're kind of used to. So you're playing into that world as well. We're all just trying to figure out how can we get achieved and get them to retain the information they need. May have to adjust how we do it.
Yeah. I mean, and to be honest, I mean, my inexperience as a head coach my first year, I just wanted to pound and ground on those guys as much as possible. And they could handle it. They were an older group. And so we would still, this time of year, we'd be going 2 hours. I mean, we'd be getting there. But they, and they enjoyed it. They embraced it. This group, an hour and 10 minutes now, is a long practice.
Yeah.
And even within that, right, an 8-minute drill seems like small deal. That's a lot of time on the court in one day for this group. And so 4 minutes, 5 minutes, you know, that 4-minute game can kind of break down the game in a realistic time frame for them. But that's what you got to do. You got to adjust to the how they're going to learn and what's going to actually give them confidence that they can get the job done. We're going to play this game in 4-minute segments. And sometimes it might go 5.5 minutes. Well, you got to build up to that. But the next one is only going to be 2.5 minutes. And that's what you just got to keep preaching over and over again. Guys, just lock in for this small amount of time on this assignment, and then we can move on.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College, and just a couple of moments here to wrap things up. Coach, looking forward to the stretch run, and obviously looking forward to Bedlam.
Yeah, it should be a great, great weekend of Cowboy basketball and some intense opportunities here. One thing I'll say, on Monday when we play them home, we will have Senior Day.
Yes.
We will be honoring Farron Flavors, a grad transfer from Cal Baptist, Bryce Williams, our grad transfer from Ole Miss, and Cade Cunningham, who we expect will be playing his last game in GIA. So as many people as can come out, please come out. Last time to see him and the rest of the guys in GIA this year. Should be a blast. Then obviously Bedlam on top of it. So it should be a great night in Galgaibo on Monday at 8 o'clock.
Sounds great. Coach, we appreciate the time and good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
It's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up after this. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
You drive by Legacy Village, Stillwater's premier retirement community, and think, that would be a nice place to call home. We all do. It's beautiful, luxurious, and you deserve it. This is the time to let someone else take over the worry. You just enjoy life. You will be happy knowing you are safe and get the help you need. Legacy Village of Stillwater offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call or visit today, 405-246-0888. This is your legacy, Legacy Village.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. And, boy, what a busy week it's going to be. Now, remember, as far as these makeup games are concerned, you know, there was a gap week built in to try to accommodate makeup games, and that's where these games fall in what is that created gap week. Because normally we would be playing the end of the regular season next week in an ordinary schedule. And obviously, we wouldn't have played two conference games in our case before Christmas, but we have not done that before either. Those adjustments were made because of the virus, the COVID-19 situation, and try to give ourselves the best chance possible to get those games in. it, you know, we were hoping it wouldn't be so crowded at the end of the regular season, but it's just the way it's worked out. So that's why that week was built in, is to accommodate that. Now, did anybody really sit around cheering for three games in that final gap week to ensure that we get as many games in as possible? No. I mean, no one wanted that, or probably even expected that, maybe expected it, but we're hoping we wouldn't be the case. But that's where we sit. And so we'll get those games in, and it will make for interesting management of the Big 12 Conference Tournament for the teams that have had a heavy schedule load in that gap week. It'll be very fascinating to hear from all the coaches in the conference, especially those that are most busy next week, about, okay, how are we going to handle this? Saturday, it's Bedlam. Hope you'll join us. 1 o'clock pregame coverage. We look forward to having you along. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Hunsiker. Thanks for listening. This has been the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. Pepsi, your official soft drink partner of Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball. Pepsi, that's what I like. Tiger Drug, proudly serving Stillwater and surrounding communities for over 100 years. And by OG&E, we energize life. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.